The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's get judgy.
Aren't we always? We don't know. We don't have to get ready. We're there.
Let's get openly judgy.
Okay.
Wait,
is there a thing? Now, I mean, obviously, we don't want any of the like non-fun things
right.
that you're judgy about. But what if you see a person doing blank, you immediately judge them?
I really know this one. When you're turning and you don't stay in the lane you're supposed to turn into. When you like, you're making that left turn. It's a two-lane turn, and you kind of veer into that right lane. I hate that. I'm judging you. That's
I agree with you.
And everyone does it, and we just accept like, ah, they might.
No, I don't
they
accept
might,
it.
They might crash into me. That's just how people drive. It's like, no, they shouldn't. We should do something. Like, get a PSA together. Stay in your lane if you're turning, especially.
A lot of double turn lanes have the dotted like guideline,
mm-hmm.
like handwriting guideline, and sometimes it's faded. Just look for it, guys. Just look because it's there. There's one coming off of Tower Road. It's a double turn lane off of Tower Road onto 104th. This is my way home every day, and you're turning into like four lanes. So then all bets are off. Everybody's just like, no. I'm turning to any one of these four lanes. It's like,
no, you can't.
They treat it like a roulette table.
It
so they're like, I'm
going
to end up in one of them.
You're right.
Big money.
I want you to drive near my house.
I couldn't.
You will lose your mind. Because they don't care. And there is a guide. Yes, you're right. I immediately
judge
you.
Just kind of as a society, we accept it. And that's what drives me nuts.
Let's stop accepting it right now.
Like, I agree. Yes. Let's lead the charge.
This should not be a T-Hack is judgy thing. This should be we all judge until we've judged everybody out of that category. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I immediately judge. I have a billion things I judge on, but I'm immediately judgy if you think you're smart by doing, I don't know how to explain this. There was recently an art exhibit in Paris.
All right.
That put up blank frames.
Just empty.
Empty frames. And it immediately sold out because everyone was like, the artist's take on the emptiness and futility of it all. I immediately judge you if you can be easily duped and then try to explain it away like you're smarter than me. It's a frame, you idiot. Yeah. That's like $6 at Hobby Lobby. And you probably spent $5,000 on it because you're an idiot.
Yeah, you should have left the picture of the random family in it that it came with just a frame. Like, I'd buy that.
I think I immediately judge anybody who buys art, period.
Like, whoa.
Yes, like art. Like, go look up the most expensive painting or whatever. There's some guy who's got this $400 million painting, and, like, he was keeping it on his yacht, and, like, the salt water effed
it up.
Like,
ruined it?
Yes! Ugh. And it's like, what? Do you know you can just buy, like... You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I know what you're saying.
People who buy... I judge you if you're an art person. Because it...
You just don't understand.
There it is.
I have bought art.
Art?
From Ron Campbell, who is one of the like most well-known animators, cartoonists. He worked on Rugrats, Scooby-Doo, The Beatles.
But can I not just buy...
Yellow Submarine.
Can I just buy a print of it
No.
for considerably less money?
No, absolutely not.
You know who else I judge? NFT people. You're idiots.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's the same thing,
it's different, Aaron! It's different.
Oh, my God.
Because mine is framed and on my wall, and it's one of my most prized possessions.
How much did you spend on that?
Well, my mom bought it. Shout out Cheryl. She bought two of them that day.
That's cool. That's cool. And he's actually making art. He's not, you didn't buy a blank frame.
Yeah.
From
and
him.
He like did the whole certificate of authenticity, drew his name and like colored on the back, did watercolor paintings on it. I'll send you pictures. Maybe you'll respect it then.
You know what? You send me a picture. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to print it. I'm gonna frame it. And I'm going to be like, guess how much that cost me? Nothing. Just a printer. And a $6 Hobby Lobby frame. Look at me living right. Cheryl didn't have to pay nothing to me. All right. Listen, we want you to call and say what you judge. I don't know if mine fits into the category.
It doesn't.
Like to me.
I judge people.
Hold on.
That was the end of my sentence anyways.
You upward inflected. I judge people. There it is. Yeah. All right. If you're judgy about something, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
No, I judge mainly adults. I don't know why I let kids get away with it, but adults cannot. Who blow bubbles with their bubble gum. I don't know why. I can't stand it.
What?
Chew it. You can even chew it loudly. That's fine.
This is good for me because I don't know how to blow a bubble with gum.
Really? So
this is, yeah.
Do you know how to blow?
I'm just very demure like that.
What? Oh my gosh. What other way do you blow? You can just blow bubbles with bubble juice?
No, I can't. I can't blow bubbles.
Well, I mean, you were like, I don't know how to blow a bubble with gum, which implies you know how to blow a bubble a different
elsewhere.
Way.
Elsewhere.
Sure, like with the soap and the... Yeah.
Okay.
I could do that. Right. Yeah, technically.
So yeah, they're not good. The same. Do you know that it's not hard and we could probably learn in about 5 minutes?
I find it very hard.
Because you can't whistle too, right?
Mm-mm. It's related.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Are you tongue-tied? I don't think that has anything to do with it, though.
Is that a real illness?
Yes. Yeah. Let's not do this. Poor AAC. it seems like you're, I don't know how to say this, but it seems like you have a rather unskilled mouth.
I judge people.
I judge people, like, I judge shopping cart people. If you don't put your shopping cart back,
mm-hmm.
like, I've watched people in the space next to the corral still leave their cart in their parking spot. You're like, it's
why?
Literally.
I will literally grab it and pull it to be in front of their car so they can't leave.
No, you don't.
Yes. If you are that lazy, are you kidding me?
Really?
I won't surround. But yeah, I'll get it in the way. So you have to get out and do it again.
Okay. Where do you shop? I'd like to see this happen.
I judge a lot of my neighbors on their front porch. I judge anyone who keeps their shoes outside. That's real weird to me. A lot of my neighbors just have kind of like a pile of shoes. I think they're their outdoor shoes, so they're like, I'm going outside.
That's definitely a cultural thing.
I'll slip them on. But to me, it's like, but they're getting cold. Like, especially, your shoes are cold, now you're putting your feet in cold shoes. That's terrible. Or they're getting baked in the sun, and now you're putting your feet in hot shoes. Just shoes.
I thought my art one was bad. But now this is, you really judge that?
I do, yeah.
You'd rather them have a like a tray of dirty shoes right inside the door.
Yes, I do.
So, like, so the feng at least the shui of your house is the first thing you see is just a pile of...
No, the first thing you see going into a house is the front porch, walking into the house. So that's the front... your dirty shoes piled on. I don't get it. I hate when my shoes... Just like in the winter when you shovel and then you leave your boots like in the garage to dry, you have to bring them in before you wear them again. Otherwise, your boots are freezing and you don't want to put your feet in them.
That doesn't bother me.
It really doesn't? How does it not?
I don't know. I think cold shoes are delicious.
I'm judging you.
Cold shoes are
ridiculous.
Oh, good. Well, I'm judging you, and now okay. I'm judging Aaron about the art, so
okay.
Everybody out. All right, if you're a judgy person, we want to hear what you judge people about. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all very judgy people in here.
Some more than others.
Are you saying me?
Yeah.
You're saying I'm more judgy than you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Guess what?
Mm.
I'm judging you for that.
Mm.
Jeff? Oh, wait, Jeff, I screwed up. Now we can hear you. Jeff?
Yay.
Judgy.
No, I'm judging Slacker.
Okay, you run the board. Jeff, why are you judgy?
So I grew up with nothing but women, right? Single mom, sister, even my cat was a girl, and I grew up very protective of them. So I judge people. When a man and a woman are walking down the street and they let the woman walk on the street side.
That's a good one.
It's a little thing, yeah. Shows you're paying attention.
I went on a date once with a guy who would not let me. I tried standing on the outside.
You were
walking.
Literally thinking uh-huh. about it. You kept trying to get on the
and
other
he was
side
like,
of him.
Will you stop doing that? Let me walk on the outside.
If a car is careening off the road.
Yeah.
Is that with it? Is that the logic
exactly.
here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can stop
You'd
it.
You'd rather you get hit than your, you know. Girlfriend or sister or mom.
So it's only the car's only going to be partially up on the
sidewalk.
Have
you heard about being polite at all? Because that's all it is.
That's not polite. It's stupid.
It is polite.
I could deflect it a little. Maybe.
Or if there's a puddle and the car hits the puddle, you're getting sprayed with
splashing. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job, Jeff.
Someone throws a cigarette out the window. You
hey,
know?
Jeff. I respect your judgment, but I just think it's not a good thing to judge on. I'm just, because if in the grand scheme of things, it is to, like, I sleep on the hotel side of the bed closer to the door in case an intruder came in.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's the same thing.
I understand in your mind, it's the same thing. But if an intruder breaks in, it's mano a mano. If it's a car coming, it's car a mano. It doesn't work.
Are you saying I can't take on a car?
No, right. Thank you for the call, Jeff.
Yeah. You want them to think you could take on the car, at least. It's hot.
It was.
Listening to her.
Okay. Lori?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
What are you judgy about?
I am judgy about self-importance. People who are so self-absorbed that they don't recognize checkers at the check stand. They're too busy on their phones. They're too busy texting. They don't even acknowledge the checkers.
Are you a checker?
I'm not.
Oh.
Mm.
But do you think they want to? Okay. I don't do that. I don't. I'd use self-checkout.
Well, some places have signs up too. Like at Subway, most Subways have a sign that's like, please don't be on your phone when you order.
Really?
Yeah. It says, for the love of God, please put your phone down.
Yeah, but what if I'm...
everyone in the Subway line looking at, or they're reading the order because they're getting 10 subs for people who've texted the order. It's
can I be on my phone then?
That's probably.
Otherwise, I'm gonna mess up your footlong, buddy. I know you want the BMT.
Sorry, guys, I haven't been listening. I've been on
Aaron. No, I agree. Yeah. I do think it's human compassion.
For sure.
To always stand on the side of the road closer to the street when you're checking out. Oh, what about the checker's life? Aren't they important?
What is...
I'm not going to let go of that one. I think it's the stupidest rule. Desiree?
Yeah.
What are you judgy about?
Man, I judge my neighbors on the way they throw away trash. I live in an apartment complex. We have 5 blue trash cans. Okay. My neighbors throw trash everywhere but inside the trash can. They don't even know how to tie their trash bags up. Like, how hard is it to tie a trash bag? And guess what? Trash would actually stay in it if you just tied it up.
So do you get inside the trash cans to see if they've tied them up, or?
No, like, they're literally hanging outside of the trash can, overflowing over the place. Like, there is stuff all over the floor. Yeah, they just go out there and just throw trash in the air, it seems like.
The trash room at an apartment complex, it's another
world.
It's a crapshoot, of what you're walking into. It really is. People,
you know you live there.
Okay. I've seen, full cakes on the ground just smashed. Like, it's a lot.
What a waste.
So you're judgy on trash, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we all live here together. Let's all try to keep it clean. And most people are like, no, not at all. Didn't even cross my mind, actually.
Okay, thank you. I didn't realize I was going to hit home with you guys so hard.
Oh, yeah. And it always smells bad enough. I think it's because it smells bad because it's all the trash. So people just open the door, throw it in, and slam the door, and like, it's someone else's problem.
There's a room in the apartment complex or something?
I've lived at a place, where there's a room, and there's kind of a chute, maybe, out of the room, or there's just a room where it's all stored.
Yeah, just tie your bag.
Yes, yeah, please.
I tie, spin, and tie again.
A double tie?
Yeah, okay. So you tie using the thing, and then you hold the top and, like, do a spin, and then tie it around your...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a double Windsor.
Oh, yeah, it is. I could wear it to a wedding. Kirsten?
Yay!
What are you judgy about?
I'm super judgy when I go to someone's house for dinner and they serve potato chips out of a bag instead of putting it in the bowl.
What?
I agree.
Why?
Yeah, because there's something, you're all reaching into the bag.
You're reaching into the bowl.
It feels germier, though. It feels germier.
How's it germier?
Because the bowl, you can come from the top. You just kind of just delicately grab it.
There are people grabbing chips with just 2 fingers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, just delicate. I don't have my whole hand in there.
What's the difference?
It looks much nicer at a bowl, right?
You.
If you were serving, right? Like, if you were making a cheese board, you wouldn't just throw the cheese out and just be like, oh, have at it.
Why don't you swing by my ass?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.